His Unconquerable Enemy by W.C. Morrow. I was summoned from Calcutta to the heart of India to perform a difficult surgical operation on one of the women of a great Raja's household. I found the Raja a man of a noble character, but possessed, as I afterward discovered, of a sense of cruelty purely oriental, and in contrast to the indolence of his disposition. He was so grateful for the success that attended my mission that he urged me to remain a guest at the palace as long as it might please me to stay, and I thankfully accepted the invitation. One of the male servants attracted my notice for his marvelous capacity of malice. His name was Naranya, and I am certain that there must have been a large proportion of Malay blood in his veins, for, unlike the Indians, from whom he differed also in complexion, he was extremely alert, active, nervous, and sensitive. A redeeming circumstance was his love for his master. Once his violent temper led him to the commission of an atrocious crime, the fatal stabbing of a dwarf. In punishment for this, the Raja ordered that Naranya's right arm, the offending arm, be severed from his body. The sentence was executed in a bungling fashion by a stupid fellow armed with an axe, and I, being a surgeon, was compelled, in order to save Naranya's life, to perform an amputation of the stump, leaving not a vestige of the limb remaining. After this, he developed an augmented fiendishness. His love for the Raja was changed to hate, and in his mad anger, he fled discretion to the winds. Driven once to frenzy by the Raja's scornful treatment, he sprang upon the Raja with a knife, but fortunately was seized and disarmed. To his unspeakable dismay, the Raja sentenced him for this offense to suffer amputation of the remaining arm. It was done as in the former instance. This had the effect of putting a temporary curb on Naranya's spirit, or rather of changing the outward manifestations of his diabolism. Being armless, he was at first largely at the mercy of those who ministered to his needs, a duty which I undertook to see was properly discharged, for I felt an interest in this strangely distorted nature. His sense of helplessness, combined with a damnable scheme for revenge which he had secretly formed, caused Naranya to change his fierce, impetuous, and unruly conduct into a smooth, quiet, insinuating bearing, which he carried.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?